Millie Wiggs is in ons atelier vandag. Ek dink ding is miskien al 'n klein bietjie rustiger. Jy sal onthou dat Solana haar dogter het weggeraak. Saterdag niemand het geweet waar sy is nie en ons het uiteindelik Sondag genoeg mense bymekaar gekry en die genade van bo haar opgespoor gekry. En wat indrukwekkend was is dat die hele gemeenskap het saamgetrek. En dis een van die redes hoekom ons met Millie wil gesels en sy het ook 'n lang lys mense wat sy wil bedank, maar Millie, great relief all round.
Absolutely, and I'm delighted to be here so that I have this opportunity on behalf of our whole family and our extended family to say a deep, deep thank you and gratitude to many people. And something that just has struck us is how in times like this one just realizes you can have a lot of faith in humanity and how wonderful people really are and how much people really do care. And to think that people gave up their Sunday, we're all stressed, we're all tired, we're all working very hard. And Sunday is a precious day to be with your family. Sure. And everybody gave up their whole day to drive and search and look and phone and pray. And it's very overwhelming for our family. We are deeply thankful and grateful. It just feels like thank you doesn't suffice. But we need people to know that from the bottom of our souls, we are extremely thankful. If it wasn't for this community, we would be standing today at our daughter's grave, and instead we are standing at her bedside in the hospital.
Dit is fantasties om mense te sien saamtrek, en soos jy sê, op 'n Sondagmiddag, ons sou 'n potjie gemaak het, die kos is op die einde maar in die oond gesit. Maar sonder om twee keer daaroor te dink. En toe ons uiteindelik na 'n redelike lang aand of 'n lang dag se gesoek, en toe uiteindelik toe die ambulans daar ry, toe almal wat daar nog rond gestaan het, het net gedink, weet wat 'n verligting, en dit kon net sowel, weet, kon een van ons eie dogters gewees het. En dit is, ek dink dit is die groot ding van die gemeenskap, was dat dis nie net daar is iemand weg nie, dit is een van ons kinders wat weg is.
No, it's a huge blessing, everybody's kindness. It was a very long 28 hours for us. I don't actually know how we survived it. The thoughts that go through your head where you just don't know. Has she been hijacked? Has she been kidnapped? Has she gone off the road like she had in an accident and can't get help and can't get out the vehicle by herself? It was terrifying. And obviously, every single time the phone rang, it was, well, are we going to be told that they found her dead or alive? Yeah. And I told many of the people involved, don't phone me and tell me that she's dead. Don't phone me. I just find her alive. I need her alive. So we're waiting for the phone call to say that she's alive. And thank the Lord, that is the phone call that we got. But how this community supports each other and how everybody got out there and looked and drove, from our own friends, obviously, to all the organizers. It's amazing. Albert from Bossie's Justice, he was the mastermind that did so much and that did all the organizing. And we are deeply thankful to him. Obviously, also to John Meinkies from ACS. He was amazing. He helped us organize the case number. It was very stressful trying to get help at the police station. So we're just grateful that there are other people that are able to help with that. And of course, Spencer Lindsay Brown, who was the third person to arrive next to her and who took her hand and climbed into that car. He has an autoimmune disease himself with a very bad spinal problem, and he's in a lot of pain. But he climbed into that tiny car, as you know, and he held her hand and spoke to her and loved her and comforted her. Her pulse was, he's also a paramedic, and her pulse was very, there wasn't much happening there. So, yeah, we really don't think if she was not found, there was very little time left. And yet she was found, and the people that did get to her at the right time did the right thing. And so she's alive today.
Ons het, dit natuurlijk redelijk vinnig donker geworden, dat is in die bome. En daar is een paar foto's geneem, en ek wens daar was tyd. Niemand het regtig tyd gehad om te dink, okay, kom ons neem nou 'n oulike foto hierdie. Maar het gelyk soos 'n bergklimspan wat daar staan, en die hoeveelheid mense, en wat help, en goed aangee, en so aan. Een van die So, dit is nie 'n break ding nie, maar die interessantheid is dat ons motorfietsgroepie was toevallig daar toe die mense kom stop het langs die pad. En ons was 'n groep van 4 en ons man wat gekoördineer het en wat die meeste ondervinding in hierdie tipe van goed het en ook opleiding as 'n paramedikus het, is Johan Du Plessis en hy het nou net ingestap. Hy was die eerste man gewees, die eerste persoon op die toneel.
Goeiemôre, Rian, gaan dit?
Goed wat, ons praat 'n bietjie later ook oor motorfietsveiligheid, hy kon toen net vroeger ingekom het. Intussen sit Millie hierso en luister maak van mense wat bedank moet word.
Yes, I have a lot of people to thank.
Wel, ek dink, miskien sal dit interessant wees, sonder om te grafies te raak, maar om 'n bietjie vir die mense, vir die luisteraars te vertel hoe dit gebeur het. Ons was basies op pad om op te gee, om te soek, toe iemand die kar gesien het en uitgehardloop het naar die groot pad toe en van die motorfietsen gestop het. En Johan wat saam gery het, gewoonlik ry motorfiets, maar die keer het hy met sy bakkie gery, met sy noodop tas, wat toen nou 'n goeie ding was, en hy was toen nou eerste op die toneel gewees. So ons hoef nou nie in vreselike grafieke aan te gaan nie, maar vir interessantheid, wat moes alles gedoen word? Die kar het op 'n helling gelê, die pasiënt was iewers, jy kon nie weet hoe nie, jy moes by haar uitkom, vertel vir ons 'n bietjie meer.
Ja, ek het toe nou omgedraai toe ek nou die oproep ontvang van een van ons rijers, ou Johnny, met my toe gebel, sê, hoor jy het voertuig gekry, en ek het toe dadelijk omgedraai en teruggerai. En toe nou by die spesifieke paadjie afgerai, en toe nou op die toneel afgekom, die eerste ding wat my opgeval het, was die manier hoe die voertuig daar gelê het. Jy weet, dit was eerstens gewoonlik op die toneel kom, maak jy seker van jou eie veiligheid, voor jy iemand anders te probeer assisteer. So, my eerste aksie was gewees natuurlijk om my voertuig te secure, dat ons nie self ook in een moeilike situasie beland nie, en dit het ons toe nou gedoen, ons het toe nou een van die voertuigen gebruik, en ons het toe nou een strap aan vastgemaak en seker gemaak, die voertuig kan nie verder beweeg nie, en ons het daar toe nou aan die voertuig opgedaag om myself te gedoen, en toe was ek bemagtig om toe nou die eerste keer toe weer contact maak, want dan die enigste manier ek kon doen toe op daardie stadium was om die achteruit van die voertuig te breek, en die het ek toe nou gedoen, en ek het toe nou Solana sy naam uitgeroep, en sy het onmiddellik gereageer, en sy was by haar volle bewustsein, en sy het geweet waar sy is, en wat gebeur het, en ek het toe gevra, hoe is sy, is sy alright, en sy het toe geklaar, sy het sekere beserings, en sy het toe nou vir ons gesê wat het is, en ek kon toe na die voorkant van die voertuig, jy sien, ek werk elke dag met voertuig nou beweeg, en by die windskerm uitkom, wat my toe in staat stel om nader na te wees, en dan het assessering te doen daar. Ek moes toe nou basis die windskerm, een gat in die windskerm sny, om by haar toe nou uit te kom, en dit kon ek daarom toe nou doen, met een fancy scare, weet ons noem het een rescue scissor, is een baie interessante ding, wat gemaak word door net ek vergeet. Anyway, so dit toe nou gedoen, en op daai stadium, hier had toe nou iemand anders toe ook, op die toneel opgedaag, een persoon met die naam van Spencer, ek en Spencer is ook een paramedikus, en ons het toe begin saam werk en planne begin maak, ons het toe vinnige assessering op al gedoen, en gesien daar was maar bykie dehydrasie en bykie trauma en so, en ons was baie bekommerd oor al been, wat toe nou later uitgedraai het, is een fraktuur op die femur, die linkerbeen, en die manier hoe sy toen gepositioneer was in die voertuig, en Spencer is toen nou binnen die voertuig ingeklim saam met haar, en ons het nou saam met ons gauw assessment gedoen, ons gauw haar conditie bevestig op haar stadium, en by haar stadium het die manne van Oru opgedaag, hulle het ons toe nou gesecure met touwe en goed, dat ons nie van die berg afrol nie, hulle was absoluut fantastisch, en so die ons van die jaar 24 opgedaag, ek kan nie die paramedikus naam daar nie, hy was een man en een dame wat opgedaag het, hulle het basis by ons oorgeneem, en ons het hulle toe die nodige medikasie en vloeistof begin administreer. So toe hulle dit gedoen het, het sy nogal redelijk bestendig geraad, ook al conditie, as gevolg van die dehydrasie en so aan. En ja, doet ons begin plannen maak oor hoe om haar daar uit te kry. En letterlijk 2 ure geneem om haar toe nou daar uit te haal. Maar allemaal wat opgedaag het, allemaal wat deelgemaak het van die span, jy weet, ek denk nie enig iemand kan uitgesonder word, nie was allemaal net absoluut fenomenaal.
Exactly.
van die ANSB bikes, van Oro af, van elke volunteer wat daar was, wat geassisteerd het in enige manier, as iemand net iets aangegee het vir ons, daaronder waar ons bezig was, het daai persoon net een groot rol gespeel, was het net om een touw af te gooi,
of
water aan te gee, of iets soos daai, en dit was net vir my fenomenaal, hoe die gemeenskap en die noodwerkers net precies geweet wat om te doen op baie spesifieke tyd.
Ja, dit is indrukwekkend om het te sien. Ek het nou boog gestaan, ek was hier daar onder, maar ek het boog gestaan en kon sien. Weet, in die samenwerking, daar is net nie een ding van, dit is eindelijk my job hier, jy moet nie probeer inmeng of enige soet. Dit is duidelik allemaal, hulle is hier om die kind te red, en dit is wat hulle gedoen het, en hulle het blerrie goed gedoen.
Fantasties. Ja. Fantasties. En met die manne van die Bombella,
Brandweer,
was absoluut fenomenaal.
Hulle het daai verskriklike krake daar ingeklim, ons het nog, hulle gaan die kar se dak afsny, en op eind het hulle net die agter sitplek los, is, dit is al
was een plan op een stadium, ons het nou maar planne begin maak, om te kyk, hoe kan ons die ding doen, en daar was nou een consideratie gewees om dit te doen, en toe is daar besluit, dit is nie nodig, nie. En die einde van die dag is dit toe nou nie gedoen, nie. Maar allemaal het opinie gegee, en allemaal het saamgestem, en allemaal het saamgewerk met die plan in die einde van die dag, en dit het toe nou goed uitgewerk.
Ons is allemaal baie dankbaar.
Verseker.
Dit kon ons kogter gewees het ook, jy weet ons.
And even the chopper, that it was a private person who offered his chopper to be flown, and somebody who sponsored the fuel, I'm not 100% sure on the facts, I'm told it's Cooper Smith whose chopper it was, and I'm told that the fuel is from working on fire, I stand under correction. So the fact that people are willing to do that, it's very overwhelming for us as a family. I can tell you those 28 hours... were terrifying, not knowing where she was and what has happened to her. And if it wasn't for everybody's help and support, we, as I said, we would not be standing at her bedside. We would be standing at her grave. Mm. So, we also drove day and night looking for her, my husband and I. And the thoughts that were going through our mind and the fear, it was very, very overwhelming.
Yeah, there was also... I know Cooper was flying his own private helicopter. The SAPS Pilatus Porter, Casper and his team, they were flying, they were looking. I think they flew a total of about 2.5-3 hours on Sunday.
It's amazing.
Scouting the Cops Whoop area, and also they went as far as Barberton, Nels Wichter, White River, all of those roads. At one stage we were looking in the Brondal area, in that area there. There were guys going out there. The BMW Motorcycle Club, they were on their way back from a ride to Chris's Mere, and then they came back via Bulembo to have a look on those roads.
Wow.
So they jumped in. People phoned them and said, on your way back, take a different route. So they did that. I think there's so many people that we don't even know about.
Absolutely.
That was involved.
And that's hard for us as a family, because we would actually like to see each person individually and hug them. I know you're not allowed to hug at the moment. And thank them for their love and time and care. As I say, it's a Sunday. It's your family day. And people were willing to give all of that up to look for our child. And as a result, that is the sole reason why she is alive today. So, it's an absolute miracle. The many miracles involved in this whole operation, and we're thankful for every single one of them. And Selena would also like to, when she is out of hospital, the thing is, she's never ever left home and gone off for hours and not told us where she was. So we knew for sure that it wasn't that she'd gone to visit a friend. And she'd left our home at about 1:30 to go for a drive. So already by 3:00, we were phoning to say, okay, where are you? And her phone was just ringing and going on to voicemail. And then her WhatsApps were only having one tick. So something wasn't right. So from there, we started driving as a family and got our friends driving as a family. We've never had a hijacking. We've never had a break-in. We've never had to deal with a situation like this. So we were not sure who to contact, when, where, what. But we tried on our own initially, then contacted all her friends. Nobody had seen her. So we ticked each thing off the list as we went. And then, of course, started to get hold of the people that are in the know with these things and were able to get the operation on the go. and thankfully did, and thankfully we have this amazing outcome. But, you know, we have a friend, Jacques Kotzer, who's also a volunteer, who also helps in all these situations, and he kept me alive personally through the night on Saturday night, right through the night. He was talking to me the whole night. Mm-hmm. He was downloading apps with his own money to try and trace her cell phone. You know, you can't believe that people are willing to do that. We had another friend who's suffering with a lot of hardship and cancer in her life, Marlene Pretorius, who also, same thing, was trying to track her phone by her own means. And Monet Nell, who is the lady who's now involved with the CAP initiative, which is happening tomorrow. We all searched for Selena Beggs, and there's a picture of her, and it says, "With this picture burned into our minds, now let's pray for her and her miraculous healing, and show it by wearing a cap on Friday, the 16th of April, cap standing for Christ's Almighty Protection." So that's an initiative that she has had for tomorrow. Yeah. Yes. So
caps for Selena.
We will, those who are willing and want to, we're very grateful, and we are thankful to every single person. I can't say it enough, sorry, but it just doesn't sound enough. But we are deeply thankful from deep within our souls. We are thankful. We have a long road ahead of us. It's been very traumatic, and she has a long road of healing. But of course, we'll take that any day than her not being with us anymore. Yeah. So we have to be realistic.
So how long is she in the hospital? Weet julle?
No, she goes. Her operation was not easy, and they couldn't close up the wound yet. So, and she's also got a broken toe, which needs to have a plate put in. So they've had to just wash out the wound with antibiotics for these last few days since the op on Tuesday, just to make sure that there's no infection and see for the swelling to come down a little bit. Then tomorrow she goes back in to have that wound closed and stitched up. And then, of course, we have to work on her toe. And then after that, she'll be in hospital another couple of days. And then from there on, it'll be, you know, she basically has 3 months of hectic recovery ahead of her with that. Yeah. So,
well,
and her brother is about to fly to America to work on a farm there, on a harvesting farm. His visa has just been approved. So he's also been spending time at her bedside. Obviously, with the COVID rules, it's been very difficult because you're only allowed one family member a day. So he was able to spend the day with her yesterday. I couldn't be with her then, but he could be going. We're waiting for the call. He's going in the next couple of days. He'll be flying to America. So he's just also grateful that he was able to be here and be with us before leaving. So we're thankful for that.
Well, ek dink ek kan arrogant genoeg wees om te sê namens die mense wat help soek het en net so dankbaar was. Dit was 'n plesier. Ek meen dis iets waaroor jy dink nie. Dis nie oeh, nou is my middagete daarmee heen. Ek meen die blote feit, jy help want jy kan help. Mm-hmm. Dit was eenvoudig soos dit. En ons was allemaal bekommerd en ons is allemaal geweldig verlig. En ek dink julle is nog steeds in ons gedagtes, want ons weet dis nie die einde nie. Daar, hier kom nou nog die rehab en daar gaan nog baie verdriet daarmee saam gaan ook.
Ja, baie beslis. Ek onthou, jy weet, toe ons was by die kerk in Hoogend, en toe jy het my laat weet, jy weet, daar was hierdie geval, en ek het sonoggend die eerste keer daarvan te hore gekom, en sonder twyfel, huis toe gery, familie afgelaai, pakkie gepak, en begin soek, en, en toe nou aan die einde van die dag, was ons suksesvol, en ek weet nou, dink ou, in hierdie geval, nou dink ou, weet nou die volgende een, en ongetwyfeld, die volgende een, sal ou definitief dieselfde ding doen, jy weet,
sonder twyfel.
There's no question asked.
Yeah, and so I think for us as well, it's like we want to be volunteers with these things now. Where can we help? Yes, where, what, who, when? Because our child's life was saved because of all of you, and we would like to be a part of doing that for somebody else. It's such a blessing to see how this community is amazing. The community in Nelspruit are absolutely incredible. Wow.
As a Nelspruiter's boerling, is ek net so trots. Dit is regtig fantasties gewees. Nou, ek dink ons is omtrent nou al deur jou lys, maar slaap julle nou al behoorlik?
No, so I'm definitely suffering from quite a lot of
PTSD.
Yeah, I am, and I fortunately have somebody that is helping me, so I am grateful for that. My husband is so excited that she is alive that he wakes up every 2 hours and says, "My child is alive, my child is alive." So, yeah, we were up at 12 o'clock, we were up at 3 o'clock, we got out of bed eventually at 4 o'clock this morning. So we're not yet sleeping well because also she is in a lot of pain, and just the whole thought, I know you shouldn't really be concentrating on what could have been, but those 28 hours were very long and very terrifying, and you can't just forget them. So at the moment, Joe, we're not really there yet, but we are so grateful that she's alive that we are focusing on that, and we'll just take it one day at a time to recover from this trauma.